الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا إنه هو السميع البصير. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: كل أمتي يدخلون الجنة إلا من أبى. قيل: ومن يأبى يا رسول الله؟ قال: من أطاعني دخل الجنة، ومن عصاني فقد أبى، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama kiram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, we are drawing to the latter part of the month of Rajab, which, as we mentioned in the previous Jumu'ah, is normally synonymous, according to many of the mu'arrikhin, historians, of the great mu'ajiza and miracle which was granted to Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in many of our masajid. 27th of Rajab this year falls on Monday night. Throughout the Islamic world, in fact, this great mu'ajiza and miracle will be remembered. We should bear in mind that this is not a certainty that Mi'raj al-Nabi took place on the 27th of Rajab, but many, many ulama historians were of the opinion that it was that particular date that this great mu'jiza and miracle occurred. In the last Jumu'ah, we touched on certain aspects of Mi'raj al-Nabi. A few more aspects, inshallah, if Allah Ta'ala gives the time and the opportunity, we will delve in this. As I mentioned many times before, it's very, very unfortunate that our mindset, when it comes to our dunya, our dressing, our home, our furniture, the car that we drive, every aspect of our life, generally as human beings, we are striving for perfection. We won't even tolerate one crease on our clothing. But when it comes to our deen, just now, we will make Jumu'ah Salah. This day of Jumu'ah is such a great day. Such great reward is promised. Come early for Jumu'ah Salah. Every step that you take, 1 year's sins are forgiven. 1 year's fasting reward. Great, great rewards are promised. But unfortunately, when it comes to aspects of our deen, to a very large extent, we are an ummah that is going through the rituals. We are going through the motions. That perfection, that striving for excellence, illa mashallah, to a very large extent, is gravely lacking. Whereas, through deen, not only our akhirat will be made, Allah will perfect every aspect of the life of this world also. You want Allah's help, you want Allah's succor, you want Allah's comfort, you want Allah's nusrat, you want chain, you want peace, whatever you want, Allah has kept it, not in dunya, Allah has kept it in deen. Mi'raj carries many great asbaq and lessons, many great haqaiq and realities. Like I said, we touched on a few of them last week. For example, that verse of the Quran where Allah says, أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ وَلَمَّا يَأْتِكُمْ مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ مَسَّتْهُمُ الْبَأْسَاءُ وَالضَّرَّاءُ وَزُلْزِلُوا حَتَّى يَقُولَ الرَّسُولُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ مَتَى نَصْرُ اللَّهِ أَلَا إِنَّ نَصْرَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ. The chosen, the beloved friends of Allah will be tested. وَزُلْزِلُوا They will be shaken to their core. They will reach a point wherein they will call out, مَتَى نَصْرُ اللَّهِ When is the help of Allah going to come? Allah's sunnat, لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا Allah will not test you more than you can bear. A greater burden than you can bear will not be placed upon you. Allah will test you in His way. But know and understand, إِنَّ نَصْرَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ The help of Allah is very near. Many muarikhin are of the opinion, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 10th year of Hijrah, within the space of 1 week, the pillar outside the house Abu Talib is taken away. Few days later, the pillar inside the house Sayyidina Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha is taken away. The persecution mounts in Makkah. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam undertakes the journey to Taif. Famous incident. He approaches the three chieftains, Abdayalil, Mas'ud and Habib. Instead of the well-known Arab hospitality, they react with such anger, with such repudiation. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is insulted, scoffed at. The street urchins of Taif are set upon him. Boulders and stones raining down upon the greatest personality that Allah ever created. With him was Zayd bin Harisa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to run. Blood pouring down his body, clogging into his shoes. It's mentioned the ground of Taif cried. The sky above Taif cried. It's mentioned in the riwayat, Dajjatil Malaika, even the Malaika cried to see such a sight. 3 miles pelted. We're not going to go into the details, but some idea can be given of the extent to which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was persecuted. Utba bin Rabi'a, Shayba bin Rabi'a, Sanadid of the Quraysh, avowed enemies of Islam, who plotted daily to assassinate Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam when they see what had happened to him. When they see his appearance, their hearts melt. He was forced to take refuge in their orchard. Utba gathers some grapes in a plate, says to his servant, his slave Addas, that take this to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and entreat him to accept this hospitality. They also were so affected to see the condition of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, despite being enemies. Addas, when he comes in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, begs him to take the grapes. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam lifts one up. Bismillah. He takes the name of Allah. Addas is shocked. He says, this is the first time I have heard someone invoking in this manner, in this area. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to him, where are you from? He says, I am from Nainwa. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, is that the land of Yunus bin Matta? Addas is more shocked. He was a Christian by faith. He says, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا يُنُسْ بِنْ مَتَّى How do you know of Yunus bin Matta? Alayhi salam, referring to Yunus alayhi salam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, he was a Nabi of Allah and I am also a Nabi of Allah. There and then, Addas accepts Islam. He starts kissing the face, the hands, the feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To some extent, the heart of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gets some comfort from the hidayat of Addas. He raises his hands. Allahumma ilayka ashku du'afa quwwati wa qillata khilati wa hawani ala nas. Ya arhamar rahimin, anta rabbul mustad'afin wa anta rabbi ila man takiluni ila ba'idin yatajahhamuni. أم إلى عدو ملكته أمري إن لم تكن بك علي ساخط فلا أبالي غير أن عافيتك أوسع لي إلى آخر الحديث. Famous dua of Taif. Wallah, my respected brothers, I've mentioned this many times before. We've heard the incident. It's impossible in any language to do justice to the translation. You can translate. But the pain, the hurt, the cry of the heart, the expression, the grief, the remorse that is contained in these expressions, no language can do justice to that. That, oh my Allah, I complain to you of the weakness of my strength, feebleness of my strength, lack of my resources, being unimportant in the eyes of people. You are my Rabb. You are the Rabb of all those who are weak. You are the most merciful of all those who show mercy. You are my Rabb. You are my Master. Oh my Allah, to whom have you handed me over? To those that have ridiculed me like this, persecuted me like this, maimed me like this, hurt me like this. Oh my Allah, if you are not angry with me, then I am ready to accept whatever has happened, because the most important thing to me is your afiyat, and that my relationship with you is intact. I beseech you through the noor of your arsh, in akhir al-riwayat. Such was the effect of this dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Jibreel was sent, Malaikatul Akhshabain was sent, the angels that are deputed to guard over the mountains were sent. He presented himself in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give the command, and the mountains on both sides of Taif will be brought together, and like surma, this nation will be crushed forever. Yet, the mercy, the compassion, the kindness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No, my Allah, لَعَلَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَىٰ أَنْ يُخْرِجَ مِنْ أَصْلَابِهِمْ مَنْ يُوَحِّدُ اللَّهِ. If they are not prepared to accept, perhaps Allah Ta'ala will take out from their progeny those who will believe in the oneness of Allah. They may die on kufr, but the concern was for the progeny to come after that. The hurt, the pain on the one side, yet from the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, dua for the hidayat. Taif occurs, Abu Talib is taken away, Khadijatul Kubra is taken away. Mata Nasrullah, when will the help of Allah come? He was shaken to his core. Muarikhin say, Mi'raj was succor, was comfort, was an indication of Allah's help, was a blatant statement of the maqam and status of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like I said, occasion of Jumu'ah is impossible to go into the details. Just very, very briefly, try and understand what a great miracle this was. This is that when Allah Ta'ala refers to this in the Quran. This is the only surah which begins with the expression Subhan. Subhan in Arabic is what we call masdar, is a noun. Literal translation, Allah is pak, Allah is pure, Allah is free of defect, Allah is free of blemish. Subhan, this is ajaz of Quran, the miracle of the Quran. First Allah brings the noun, then the verb, but past tense, Subbaha lillah. Ma fi samawati wa ma fi al-ard. Then Allah Ta'ala brings what we call fi'l mudari, present and future tense. Yusabbihu lillahi ma fi samawati wa ma fi al-ard al-malik al-quddus al-aziz al-hakim. And then Allah Ta'ala brings imperative, amr, 30th para of the Quran, sabbih isma rabbika al-a'la alladhi khalaqa fasawwa. Subhan, sabbaha, yusabbihu, then sabbih. What is the underlying meaning? This miracle defies logic, the laws or the principles of astronomy, zoology, physics, botany, four basic elements, earth, wind, sand, water, principles of time, principles of space, principles of movement. Everything is broken down. And within a cause of just a few moments, this great distance from the home of Ummi Hani radiallahu ta'ala anha, the sister of Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, to the Hatim, Kaabatullah, Shaqq-e Sadr, the chest split open, open heart surgery, from there to Masjid Aqsa, from Masjid Aqsa, how vast is the space? Many times we've mentioned it. How vast is the universe? Scientists keep changing their figures, their estimation. In reality, what they can see of the universe is only 3 to 5% where there is light. The rest, 95%, is dark matter, dark energy. This 3 to 5% that they can see, we look up, we see the sun. The sun is one star. What is the size of the sun? It is said 1.3 million Earths will fit in the sun. And yet it is one star. This galaxy which we are living in, they call it the Milky Way, conjunction of 17 galaxies. If you travel at the speed of light, 186,282 miles per second, 300,000 kilometers per second. Something traveling at that speed in 1 year will cover a distance of 9.461 trillion kilometers. 9.461 trillion kilometers is one light year. This galaxy, they estimate, is 100,000 light years. They estimate there are another 2 trillion galaxies spanning a distance of 94.6 billion light years, in which there are so many stars that they say, there are scientists estimate, there are 70 sextillion stars. Put it in layman's terms, the figure 7, add 23 zeros in front of it. This is what they estimate, number of stars. Make it even more simple. The number of grains of sand on the earth multiplied 10 times. This is only 3% of the universe. This is sama'ud dunya, physically, bodily, subhan. Time is stopped. Space is stopped. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa, through the seven heavens. This was such a miracle. I'm digressing. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam returned, the next day, part of the dictate of Nubuwat, he informed the people of Makkah what had occurred. They started laughing at him. They mocked at him. They refused to accept. I'm cutting the incident very, very short. They started questioning him. Minute details about Masjid al-Aqsa. Impossible for someone who is even there to give such a description. Allah Ta'ala brings the image of Aqsa in front of him. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam answers all their questions. Then he tells them that leave Aqsa. On the way to Mi'raj, I passed by a caravan of traders from Makkah that were returning from Syria. They were at a certain point. They had lost one camel. Later on, they found that camel. They will enter Makkah on Wednesday, 3 days' time before sunset. This caravan, as it enters, the front camel will be carrying two loads on it. It will be khaki colored. That will be the color of the camel. To that extent, detail is given to the kuffar of Makkah. Interestingly, Muarikhin mentioned, Wednesday came, that caravan got delayed. The sunset is encroaching, getting closer and closer and closer. Subhan, Allah is Pak. Allah is above the laws of physics. Allah is above the laws of zoology. Allah is above the laws of astronomy. The heavens and the earth are in the control of Allah. Science is the slave of Allah. Science does not dictate to Allah. Allah dictates to science. What happens? Ulama say, Habsu Shams. Taqiyuddin Subki rahimahullah puts it like this: wa shamsu duha ta'atka inda maghibiha, wa shamsu duha ta'atka inda maghibiha, fama gharabat bal waqafat biwaqfihi. He says the sun, the setting sun, did not set. The setting sun submitted itself to the dua of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and only in answer to his dua, Allah delayed the setting of the sun till that camel entered Makkah Mukarrama. Subhan, subhan, Allah is Pak, Allah is pure. Like I said, we can go into details. What is the sabak? What is the lesson? What are the haqaiq? What are the realities? First heaven, he met. This mi'raj occurred in stages. The word mi'raj in Arabic, literally translated, uruj, ascension. Another translation, a ladder,
According to one riwayat, a golden ladder, an elevator, was brought for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Aqsa. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described it. He said it was studded with pearls, with jewelry. He had never seen anything so beautiful. He started the ascension on this. Nothing in this entire journey was an accident, was a coincidence. There is a lesson for us. He met the various Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. According to the ulama, what we call tabirul ru'ya, interpretation of dreams. They say when someone has to see a particular Nabi, it is an indication of some incident in the life of that Nabi that will afflict this person, or that will that this person will share the similarity with that Nabi. Ulama say that even the meeting of Anbiya was not accidental. First heaven, Adam alayhi salam. Adam alayhi salam was the first human being, the first prophet. So the first meeting naturally takes place with Adam alayhi salam. They say, what is the significance of this? Adam alayhi salam, in this is ishara to hijrat. Hijrat, that my Nabi, soon you will make hijrat because of your enemies from Makkah to Medina. Like Adam alayhi salam made hijrat from Jannah to this earth because of his enemy shaitan. You also will make hijrat. Adam alayhi salam was hurt to leave his actual home. You, my Nabi, also will be hurt to leave Makkah. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is leaving Makkah, he turns around and looks at Makkah. Ya Makkatu, ma atyabaki min baladin wa ahabbaki ilayya lawla anna qawmi akhrajuni minki nama sakantu ghayraki. Oh Makkah, what a beautiful, what a sacred, what a pure place you are. If my nation had not banished me from you, I would never have left you. Like Adam alayhi salam had to make hijrat from Jannat, ishara is given by meeting Adam alayhi salam on the first heaven. You will have to make hijrat from Makkah to Medina Munawwara. Second heaven, Yahya Isa alayhi salam. With him Yahya alayhi salam. Ulama say Yahya was tabi' of Isa alayhi salam. Why? Their mothers were sisters. They were maternal cousins. The actual meeting was Isa alayhi salam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam said, Ana aqrabu an-nas bi Isa ibn Maryam. Laysa bayni wa baynahu nabiyun. He said, I am the closest person to Isa ibn Maryam alayhi salam. Why? Because after him and me, between him and me, there was no other Nabi. What was the significance of meeting Isa alayhi salam? In this is ishara. You will make hijrat to Medina. The Jews will persecute you. They will turn against you. They will try to assassinate you, just as they did with Isa alayhi salam. And like we protected Isa alayhi salam, we will protect you. Third heaven, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam meets Yusuf alayhi salam. The beauty of Yusuf alayhi salam, one significance ulama give, when your ummah enters Jannah, they will enter Jannah with the beauty of Yusuf alayhi salam. Second significance of this meeting ulama ikram give, what was special about Yusuf, what was unique about Yusuf alayhi salam? His family turned against him. They persecuted him. Eventually Allah gave him the upper hand. He did not take revenge. He forgave them. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's family had turned against him in Makkah Mukarrama. Allah Ta'ala is giving ishara. We will give you the upper hand. We will protect you. But like Yusuf alayhi salam, on the occasion of Fateh Makkah, لا تثريب عليكم اليوم يغفر الله لكم أنتم التلقاء اذهبوا فأنتم التلقاء أي العتقاء. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no revenge upon you today. May Allah forgive you. Allah is the most forgiving. You are free to go. Like Yusuf alayhi salam did. Fourth heaven, Idris alayhi salam. Who was Idris alayhi salam? He was that Nabi who was the pioneer of letter writing. In this is the significance that my Nabi, a time will come that you will write epistles, you will write letters to the leaders of the world, inviting them towards Islam. Idris alayhi salam is that Nabi. Allah Ta'ala says, وَرَفَعْنَاهُ مَكَانًا عَلِيًّا. We raised him to an exalted position. In this is ishara that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam also will be raised, like he was raised in Mi'raj. Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi, raised to an exalted position. Such a height, such a position. No Nabi or creation of Allah had reached that height. In the fifth heaven, he makes mulaqat with Harun alayhi salam. What is the significance of this? Ulama says, through the machinations of Samiri, that band of Bani Israel started worshipping the cow. They eventually and they caused takleef to Harun alayhi salam. Allah Ta'ala eventually ordered their execution. They say this meeting of Harun alayhi salam, its significance was referring to Badr, that the idolaters of Makkah will be annihilated in Badr. 70 of them annihilated, 70 of them taken prisoner. In the 667, mulaqat takes place with Musa alayhi salam. What was the significance of this? Musa alayhi salam is that Nabi that waged jihad against Syria when he opposed the Jabbarin. Later on, his successor, Yusha alayhi salam, was given victory over Syria. In this was Ishara, my Nabi, you will march towards Syria, as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam did in Tabuk. And the successor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, in his khilafat, Allah ta'ala gave victory to the Muslims over Syria. Seventh heaven, Ibrahim alayhi salam, the ulama of Ta'birul Ru'ya, of the interpretation of dreams, they say a vision of Ibrahim alayhi salam in your dream is an indication, is basharat, is glad tidings that Hajj is imminent. Allah will take you for Hajj. Why? Because Ibrahim alayhi salam is credited with the reconstruction of Kaabatullah. In this meeting with Ibrahim alayhi salam is an indication to the farewell Hajj, that oh my Nabi, for Hajjatul Wada, we are going to take you for that Hajj. Ulama say this was seven stages, seven mi'rajes, seven stages of ascension. The eighth stage from the seventh heaven was to the Sidh. They say in this is Ishara to Fateh Makkah, the conquest of Makkah, which will take place in the eighth year of Hijrah. From Sidratul Muntaha to Sariful Aqlam, the clattering or the scratching of the pens, the point where Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam heard the pens of Taqdeer writing down destination till Qiyamah. They say this was the ninth stage. In this is Ishara to the expedition of Tabuk, which took place in the ninth year of Hijrah. Then the final stage from Sariful Aqlam, beyond the Sidratul Muntaha, direct communication, direct kalam with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was the tenth stage of Mi'raj. They say in this is Ishara to Liqa. Liqa, that my Nabi, in the 10th year, you will be called back to Allah. You will be reunited with your Allah. Allahumma al-Rafiq al-A'la. Where he made that dua as he is departing from the world in the 10th year of Hijrah. That, oh Allah, I have chosen the companionship of my greatest and my highest friend. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Coming back to the verse of the Quran. Such a miracle. Time we have already run out. What does Quran tell us? Subhan. Subhan. Alladhi asra bi'abadihi. Bi'abadihi. Such a great miracle. The usage of this word abd in this context defies logic. We have elevated, we took him at night, we took him from Haram, Masjid al-Haram, to Masjid al-Aqsa. We took him through the seven heavens. Space and time was halted. He was taken to the highest point. Yet Allah says, we took Abd, his slave. Why not Rasulihi? Why not Nabiyihi? Why not Habibihi? Ulama say the word Rasul indicates what? The messenger from Allah sent to humanity. They say in that context he was Rasul, but inna arsalna rasulan, inna arsalna ilaykum rasulan shahidan alaykum kama arsalna ila fir'auna rasula. When Allah speaks of nubuwat, sending a nabi, then the word rasul is used. This journey wasn't that. What was this journey? This journey was to Allah. This journey was uruj. This journey was the heavens and the earth being brought together. The heavens and the earth. The heavens and the earth brought to a halt. This was a journey of ascension. This was a journey of spiritual height. This was a journey of unbelievable, unimaginable glorification. For that to happen, abdihi. If you want to find Allah, if you want uruj, if you want that maqam, if you want that status, you have to submit. Submit. Empty out this inside. Hand yourself over. Bi abdihi. Allah slave. Indication in reference to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Become the slave of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the sabak of Mi'raj. One incident. In other words, if you want to find Allah, if you want Uruj, Ghulam-e-Muhammad ban jao, place your hand in the hand of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the psychology of Mi'raj. Once one Bedouin, running out of time very briefly, one Bedouin comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, there are three things that you have said that I find very strange. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, what? He says, you say that the Arabs will leave the religion of their forefathers and enter into your religion. Has anything like this ever happened? You say that the Roman and the Persian Empire will come to Medina, to the feet of your ummah. Your ummah doesn't know where their next meal is going to come from. How are the superpowers of this time going to succumb in front of your ummah? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, what else? He says, you say that when we die and go into our grave and our bodies are eaten up, we will be resurrected. Has this ever happened? Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, unperturbed, smiles at this Bedouin. He says, the Arabs will leave the religion of their forefathers and they will enter my religion. Allah will give you a long life and you will see this. The Roman and the Persian Empire will succumb before the power of my ummah and you will see that also. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says to him, as with regards to the third thing on the day of judgment, I will hold your hand and remind you, has not Allah resurrected us? This Bedouin says, I don't accept what you're saying, and he goes away. Allah gives him a long life according to the prophecy of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In the conquest of Makkah, he sees the Arabs leaving their religion, entering into Islam. In the Khilafat of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in Yarmouk, the Roman Empire. In Qadisiyah, the Iranian Empire. Persian Empire enters under Islamic rule. Then this person says to himself, both things he mentioned, I've already seen it. The third thing must also be true. So he comes to Medina Munawwara and he accepts Islam at the hands of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. I'm cutting the incident short. It is said Umar would make special ikram of this person. Whenever he entered, Umar would stand up out of his respect. One day Umar radiallahu anhu explained, he says, I was in that majlis when this conversation took place between this Bedouin and my Nabi. And my Nabi said to him, I will hold your hand. I will hold your hand on the day of judgment and remind you about this third thing. That person whose hand is held by Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my Nabi will never leave him till he enters him into Jannah. This man is a Jannati. This is why I am giving him this ikram and honor. Why place your hand in the hand of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And wallah, this is the psychology of Mi'raj. This is the sabak of Mi'raj. This is the psychology of our deen. Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi ghulam-e-Muhammad ban jao. Like Allama Iqbal put it beautifully, ki Muhammad se wafa tune to hum tere hai ye jahan cheez hai kya lo qalam tere hai. Come unto the wafadari of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in your dressing, in your appearance, in your home, in your business, in your marriage, in your nikah, in every aspect of your life. Color, mold yourself in the mold of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that wherever you go, anyone looking at you knows this is Ghulam-e-Muhammad. You don't even have to introduce yourself. This is Mi'raj. Allama Iqbal says, come on to this. Ki Muhammad se wafa tune. Come on to the wafadari.